evening, y'all. So, y'all know I don't usually publish this late. And I have a mighty, mighty testimony for you. Those of you that have listened for a while, just one moment. Let me cover up my food, child, because it be bugs and shit. You know, I be telling people, don't come here with bugs, body odor, and bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They be bringing these little gnats and shit. And earlier I was doing a reading and a damn spider. Along came a spider. Spider came down from a motherfucking ring light, baby. Right down into the reading, right down onto the table. Little baby ass spider. I ain't never seen a little spider like that before. So, a lot of supernatural activity around me. Now, y'all have heard me say that people come here and meet with me, and I told them don't come in here with no foolishness and all of that. Let me give you a mighty testimony. Those of you that have listened to me for a while may remember. So those of you that have listened to me for at least 8 or 9 months may remember that I told you I did a reading for someone, a friend of mine, back in September. If you don't remember, I'll just tell it over. Back in September 2020, I moved to where I am now in this house. I did a reading for a friend of mine a couple weeks after that. So it might be like mid to late September. And she was very, very concerned about her parents' financial state. The family was going through some things. Her sister's divorce, had to live with the parents. She was like, hey, money is a problem. I just want to know if everything's going to be okay, because I found out my parents, who are in their 80s, they're elderly, and my mom, you know, has some health problems. I found out that they're going to have to move suddenly. The house that they've lived in for some time now, all of a sudden the owners want to sell it, and we don't know where we're going to find a house, number one, at their age, within 30 days. They got to be out by November 1st, so we're talking right at the end of September. They got about 30 days to not only pack up in the house they've been living in, move, or find a new house, buy a new house, or either rent a new house and then move into there. Less than 30 days at 80-something years old. So she was like, I just want to get a reading. I'll pay you, no problem. I said, nah, you don't owe me no money. And she was like, nah, you know, I just want a reading. I'm really concerned about this. I'm keeping an open mind. I'm a little bit of a skeptic, but I want to, you know, keep an open mind. So I do the reading for her. And she's asking about her dad, because he's, you know, the patriarch. And, of course, they're in their 80s. They're retired. They're not working. And she was just like, you know, my sister has gone through some things, and her ex has, you know, fucked up the credit and stuff like that. Long story short, without too many personal details, I did the reading for her at the kitchen table here. And I said, okay, this is your father. Things are going to be good. Look, the Ten of Pentacles popped out. Baby, if you know tarot, you know the Ten of Pentacles. That's long term. That's big money grip right there. That Ace of Pentacles and that Ten of Pentacles, which the Ten of Pentacles is really the Ace of Pentacles. That's big money. That's the biggest money you're going to get out of that dick, okay? And so the Ten of Pentacles popped out, and I've read it. I would say, you know, everything's going to be good. Everything's going to be fine financially, you know. And I didn't tell her, update me or nothing. I just said, everything's going to be good. It was a very positive, uplifting reading. Baby. Let me tell you, within 30 days, not only did they pack up and move, they found a house, got it inspected, got a loan, and moved into a very, very recent, newer style home, okay, got settled. Home is $250,000 roundabout. I don't know how much it is. Maybe between $200,000 and $250,000 roundabout. Bam, they in there 30 days later. They invite me for Thanksgiving. I go and spend Thanksgiving with them. I don't know if these people know who I really am, but either way, I enjoyed my time there. So that was when I had done the, I think it was the Saturn conjunction or whatever around December. Like that was like around Thanksgiving. I did that upload. That was that house that I was at. They got a brand new $200,000 house, 30 days flat. So I'm still thinking like money, right? I'm still remembering my own reading, right? Not really knowing who I am at the time. I've known for many years I'm an incarnated or earth angel. That was revealed to me, but I didn't know who I really was, right? I didn't know I'm Saint Michael, the archangel. I got a mighty testimony for y'all. So how about Christmas comes? Okay, December 25th, 2020. You know, I didn't pry about the money. Her relatives come to visit and they got a truckload full of gifts. She was like, oh my gosh, where'd y'all get all this stuff? She asked her parents where they got all that stuff. And they were like, they didn't tell her at first. Bebe, they sat down. They were like, Mom, Dad. She was like, Mom, Dad, I thought this was going to be a tight Christmas. You told us that, you know, you just moved into the house, closing costs and stuff was tight. Like, you know, where'd you get a truckload of gifts from? Where'd you get all this money? Her parents ended up telling her that they got cut a check for $50,000. 50 fucking grand, bitch. 50 grand. So they got a brand new house and 50 grand within 60, 70 days of my reading and her being concerned about the money aspect and the home, the housing aspect. That's mighty testimony number one. Confirmed. 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 I'm confirmed, baby. Mighty testimony number two. These are the ones that I know about. I don't know how many others have had these kind of blessings that I don't know about. There have been others that have had blessings about, like I said, people bothering them on their job. I said, you know, they're not going to be there much longer. They left the people alone. They were hazing this young lady on her job. She said, I just want to tell you thank you, Bree, because them people, two of them quit and the other one got fired. I just wanted to say thank you. You kicked their butt. You kicked their booties right up on out of here. She didn't say it like that, but I know that's what she was alluding to. Because she said, I just want to say thank you. They left like you said they would. Goddamn right. Because I ran them the fuck up out of there. Now, I told y'all about the other people who were getting attacked with black magic. Ran their asses up out of there. Now, the money aspect. Now, I'm not saying I'm Saint Expedite. I can't, you know, I ain't going to say it. I'm not Saint Expedite. I'm Saint Michael. Okay? Now, y'all don't know who Saint Expedite is, go look it up. Okay, I'm not Saint Expedite. I don't require no pound cake from y'all, okay? I do what I'm allowed to do, and that's that. Mighty testimony number two. Enter today, July 1st, 2021, 7/1/2021. Today is the eighth day. What are eights about? Eights are about Saturn, karma, but they're also about money, infinite, energy, magician energy, which is magicians like to what? Manifest money, right? That's that manifestation energy, right? But what am I ruled by? I'm ruled by six Scorpio placements across my Western and my Eastern chart, which is what? Scorpio is about the subconscious, psychology, behind the veil, psychic gifts, and what? Other people money. Didn't I tell you? And it just hit 8 minutes when I said that. Didn't I tell you that somebody was attacking me and they thought they were going to have a little event and the event had crap out and that money that they thought that they was supposed to make at that event, that shit came in my motherfucking account. I told y'all the federal government gave me that money. That because the bitch was attacking me. That's because I'm fucking Saint Michael and the government know who I was, and the government wrote me a letter talking about they dropped the money in my account, dropped a couple stacks in my account, and then gonna send me a letter talking about, oh, Miss Bellamy, we found some money for you. You damn right they found money for motherfucking Saint Michael. You goddamn right. Now today, what happened today? So Soul Sister Kenyatta Numhikai, who can verify this testimony, this is a real live and true testimony. She blew me away with this. I had not eaten, my stomach was growling, child. And when I read her text, when she told me this here, I had to pause for a minute and get myself together and reread the text three or four times. And then I start laughing because I'm like, no wonder I was feeling all that money energy today. Baby, I sit down because I had ordered me a little bit of, you know, a little DoorDash. You know, DoorDash is my shit. Like, I don't order all the time, but, you know, sometimes I don't feel like cooking, and even if I have cooked food, sometimes I just got a little taste for something else. So I ordered a DoorDash. DoorDash comes. I'm like, my stomach growling. I'm getting myself, you know, in my little evening night clothes and stuff, washing my hands, washing my face, about to sit down and eat. And she texts me. She said, Bree, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe what happened today. And it was like out of the blue. I'm like, okay, what? I said, what happened? And so she texts me and she said she was pulling into, she said on the way, because we were just kind of fussing earlier today. She was like, you know, I told the Most High, fuck this. What is the point? This place is evil, meaning the earth realm. It's evil. What is the point of doing all of this? These people with this black magic and doing this. I don't even see if it's worth it. You know, I ain't trying to put in all that effort. You know how we get to talking our shit and our ego, right? So we're human still, even though we're not human. So, you know, Matrix problems. Hashtag Matrix problems. So she was like, Bree, you know, on the way, even though I had, you know, got all mad with the Most High last night and today, it was on my spirit heavy and I was trying to be encouraging to her today. And I had a couple of clients today, so I couldn't text back over a period of time. It was about a period about 4 hours where I think I couldn't text back because when I do my client sessions, I put my phone on airplane mode so I'm not, you know, getting distracted and stuff. And plus, I just like to do that because of the nature of portaling and all that. So she said, you know, Bree, I went out to the store earlier and I just had the urge to put on Vicky Winans. And what's the Vicky Winans? Vicky Winans song called Turn Me. What is the name of that? How does that song go? Because I can hear it in my spirit, but I don't know the... Let me see. Vicky Winans, Turn Me. So she said, you know, I just decided to head out to the store. I turned on Vicky Winans, Turn Me, which is a gospel song. And I just jammed out to that on the way to the store. So let me find a song so you can hear a little piece of it. Now today, the lights were flashing in this house, in this room. The lights were flashing. And I'm like, I knew it wasn't no black magic, but I wasn't sure why the lights was flashing. Because I knew it wasn't a power grid because it was sunny earlier and the light was flickering. It wasn't all the lights. It was one particular or a couple lamps that were flashing. And so let me find this song, Vicky Winans, Turn. Oh, You Turn Me. Yeah, You Turn Me. And so this is a piece of the song. This is the song that Kenyatta was listening to going to the store. Let's see. Hold on. Oh, let me turn off my Bluetooth. My bad. I forgot I had it on. Okay, so now y'all can hear it. Hold on. And I asked if I should share this. The Most I say, yeah, don't just share it. You share it to the world. So it's going out, baby. Testimony time. Hey. By the way, the people that got the new house and the 50K, those was... European descent, Caucasian people, okay? Not black folks. Okay, so that's the song she was listening to, right? I couldn't hardly remember that song from my childhood because I was born in the 80s, so I think it came out around that time. But she was listening to that song. She said she was pulling into a parking spot at the store, and there was an older lady that was opening her car door and about to get out the car, and the lady had stopped and looked at Kenyatta and had backed up, and Kenyatta was like, it's okay, take your time, I'm not going to hit you. I wasn't going to get you. And so when she got up there, pulled up into the spot, she said, don't worry, lady, I wasn't going to hit you. I wasn't going to get you nothing. And she said the lady just kind of like stared at her for a while, like kind of like, in, not really in a stupor, but kind of like a deer in headlights look, like she saw something in Kenyatta, and she just kind of stared at her for a while before she answered. And then she said, I see, I need to read the text. Either way, I might have some details off because I'm not looking at the text. She said, the lady had answered with a thick accent. And she said, something about, I know who you are, meaning Kenyatta. And she said, I'm having some money problems. Can you tell St. Michael that I need help with money? And Kenyatta was like, okay. And then she said on the way home, or either when she got home, she felt like somebody was doing black magic on her. It's a weird energy she feels. She said when she got home and checked, it was that same older lady that was doing black magic on her. And she said the lady was, she said she called out to the lady psychically or telepathically or astrally. And she said, why are you doing black magic on me? And the lady said, it's a sympathy spell because I want you to make sure Saint Michael helped me with my money. I need some money real bad. So the lady did a sympathy spell on Kenyatta. So Kenyatta would come and tell me, Saint Michael, that she need money. And she said, the lady actually, wait, she said, can you please tell Saint Michael I need help? I need some money. And she said, she actually sat there and waited like, okay, are you going to text Bree and tell her? Meaning, are you going to text Saint Michael and tell Saint Michaela that you, that I said what I said? And Kenyatta texted me and the lady was standing there waiting for my response. And all I said was, I asked my guys and ancestors and I said, can I handle this tonight? And they were like, yeah, you can handle it tonight. And I said, okay. So I replied to Kenyatta. I said, I'm blown away. I said, but at the same time, I understand why money was on my mind so much today. Because between 2 and 4 p.m. today, I felt a strong urge to do like money manifestation, like money work. I felt a strong urge, like it was on me heavy, and I didn't know who it was for. I knew it wasn't for me, because it wasn't for me, and I knew it wasn't for anybody else around me. And I'm like, who is this money for? What, like, what is this urge? Like, who needs money? Who's like, what is this psychic hit that I'm getting about money and to do money ritual, money, 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 money. And I got distracted, not really distracted, but I got busy with a client. And so during that time I was busy with the client, I wasn't thinking about the money thing. But when I got done, it was immediately on my spirit again. And it was this lady, this older lady at the grocery store. And Kenyatta said when she told the lady that I'll handle it and I'll take care of it, the lady was like, thank you so much. But I told Kenyatta, I said, tell the lady to come back and report to you once I deal with it, because my human body and mind can't always remember. When I take care of stuff for people, I can't remember a lot of times. So I don't want her to be like waiting. I want her to come back and verify that it's okay now. Just like what happened with the family, they verified, now they ain't got no more money problems. They in their 80s, they good. 50K lasts you a long time when you retire, okay? And you live in, you know, you already got Social Security and stuff coming in, 50K lasts you a long motherfucking time if you do it right, okay? So, hell, if you got pension, Social Security, and stuff coming in, that 50K is going to last a while. But anyway, the lady was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Thank you. The older lady said, thank you so much. And she said, that's why I was doing the sympathy spell, because I wanted to make sure that you knew that I needed you to talk to Saint Michael for me, meaning Brianna, me. And so this is not a coincidence, because 2 days ago, and if you're listening, you know who you are. 2 days ago, you wrote me an email. Or it might have been yesterday. I can't remember. I get my days kind of like, they start to blur a little bit, because time goes so fast. And then I be in and out of other realms and, you know, it just merges and blurs. But you asked me either, I think it was yesterday, June 30th, you asked me if I would be offering services to handle stuff for people in the astral realms and in the dreamscape. And I told you, yeah, I would like to do that, but I got to have some kind of verification process and time limit. Like if it's a certain request, I got to say, okay, I don't want to offer the service. And then I got to have a turnaround time. So like if somebody want me to handle something, can I do it in 3 days? Can I do it in 5 days? Can I get it done in 7? Can I get it done that night? I don't know. And see, a lot of times I don't remember getting stuff done for people. So if they don't come back and report to me and give me a testimony, I know I did something and I'll get a piece about it, or I can ask the Most High and I can ask my ancestors and guys, but I don't want to have to ask them every time. Even though it's okay, I don't want to be offering the service if people are not going to come back and give me feedback like, yeah, it got dealt with. Now, people have come back and give me feedback even when I didn't know this is what I was doing. Like I said about the lady on the job and others saying about, you know, they were under attack and I intervened. You know, or somebody was infiltrating their dreams and I spoke out and I stopped them. They didn't even see me. The person that I intervened for did not even see me. They just heard my voice. Okay, so I am Saint Michael. People that don't want to believe it, too goddamn bad. But you're going to need me one day. Okay, You're going to need me one day. And so, just want to give you that testimony, amazing testimony. They told me I'll get it done tonight. So when I'm telling y'all I'm on standby all the time, that's what I mean. And that's why I don't do all them public readings, because now that I've been revealed and unveiled, so to speak, and Kenyatta have been unveiled, there's going to be people coming from all around to seek her assistance and my assistance. They're going to hear it. They're going to be able to see, like just like that lady saw who she was and knew that she was connected to me, a stranger. Knew to tell her, can you tell St. Michael I need some money? A stranger knew to tell her that. Okay? So, when I told y'all people were using my abundance energy, but treating me like shit, this is what I'm talking about. They knew who I was before I knew who I was. Okay? And when you cut them damn purse strings off, when they, oh, you done betrayed me. You didn't realize that you knew that I had, you know, just like the person I used to stay with. I ain't the one with the money. This the one with the money. But bitch, did you know I was St. Michael? Capable of giving you some goddamn money? Did you know? No, you didn't. So you betrayed me and backstabbed me and treated me bad. And put me in between a rock and a hard place to where I didn't have what I needed. Okay. And that's why you came to me in my dreams like a week ago with your head bald-headed scallywag, ain't got no hair in the back. That's why you came to me bald-headed scallywag on astral, talking about you struggling. I'm not helping you. And that's why I stood there and listened, because you don't deserve no fucking help. Because when I was in your very house, you treated me like crap. Towards the end, not at the beginning, towards the end, you kept trying to take my money. The little bit I had, you kept trying to take it from me, and now your ass ain't got none. That's what you get. Some of you have entertained angels unawares. This gonna be your lifetime motherfucking lesson, and into other lifetimes. 22 on the clock. Okay. No wonder the ex want me back. Because that shit collapse when I walk out of it. The fuck you think gonna happen when Archangel Michael walk out of it? I am the leader of the Most High's army. Not the sergeant. Not the do-girl. Not the corporal. The leader. Don't get it motherfucking twisted. If you don't know who St. Michael is, aka El Shaddai is, go look it up. Now, these people that need assistance are only going to get assistance if they truly need it and their heart is right. The saints don't answer no raggedy-ass prayers from no fucked-up-ass people. And you know what? That's why the karmics that attack me want to be nice to me now, because they know who I am. They done figured it out. They been knew who I was. They knew who I was before I really knew that I was that high of an angel. Heck, I'm just thinking I'm regular incarnated angel, regular, you know, like that. I don't, no disrespect to the other angel. I'm just saying, you know, just regular, common. Hell fucking no. The leader, baby. The creme de la creme. Okay. So, when the Most High said, will you be a millionaire or a billionaire, or that reading came out talking about you going to be a billionaire or you going to be a millionaire, you going to be the first millionaire in your family, that shit ain't no fucking joke. Because if I can get money like that for other people, the fuck you think going to happen to me? The fuck you think going to happen to us? So just be careful how you treat people. You don't never know who that really is. Until you know who that really is. Okay? And I bet it's a lot of people that's kicking themselves now because they done figured out she is who the fuck she says she is. And look at what the fuck happened to me when I did her the way I did her and she walked out and my shit collapsed. That's why the motherfucker car broke down the same hour, because he threatened me. He threatened the archangel in his very fucking house, in his mama's house, he threatened an archangel, the captain, the leader. Like I said, not a corporal, okay? Not a staff sergeant, tech sergeant, the leader, the general of God's army. I told y'all I was a general. That's what the fuck I am. He threatened me, and in that very hour, his car broke down. That bitch locked me out, and then at 4 o'clock in the morning, this is what she heard on her door. What, nobody there. She said she ain't never heard no knock like that in her life. Guess what? Wasn't just my ancestors and the other angels that was fucking me. Open this goddamn door up. I'll be back in a few hours. But see, I wasn't humanly there. I was humanly down the street. Physically down the street. But spiritually, I went banging on her fucking door. And she ain't never heard no knock like that in her life, she said. Even though she come from some niggerish parts of New Jersey, she ain't never heard no knock like that. That was an otherworldly knock. Because, see, she play too much. That's why she a bald-headed scallywag, ain't got no hair in the back. And the bitch might have hair on her head. I'm just being sarcastic. That's how the fuck she looked in the astral realm. She bald-headed scallywag, ain't got no hair in the back. Y'all want to hear that song? Let's listen. Let's listen for all the bald-headed scallywags that didn't know they was entertaining an angel. Not just an angel. The creme de la creme. The big daddy. The big mama in charge. Yeah. It's called Chicken Head, featuring LaChat and 36 Mafia. Let's listen. Yeah, that's what they told me. Please, whatever. They didn't know I was Archangel Michael, baby. They know I was Saint Michael. Should have paid your light bill. Instead, you bought an outfit and some Air Maxes. That's what you get, ho. You won't get no help from me. Let me play this little bop for y'all. This is how these rats be living, Bo. Bo is something we say in the South, in South Carolina. That mean man or dude or whatever. Project Pat, cheese and dope. I just slangin' on this page, praying that I don't get cut by these police making waves, jumping out and chicken nuts, cutting balls down the guns. That means weed is in my lungs. Police making raids on chicken heads and hoes. I'ma show them who the boss. When you niggas gonna I'll show you who the boss. In this game, then your ass will get burned. You gonna get crossed in this game and your ass gonna get burned, baby. Taking fair chance after chance, but I got to dance to the rules of this shit. That's why I keep up with I got to dance to the rules of this shit. That's why I keep a revolver. The hell you robbers? Don't know about the robber. Oh, I'm gonna start you with pistol slap cross mouth. Bitches in your pocket. Pistol slap cross mouth. Ah! Your money out. Man, you know what's going. You got cheese, I got dope. But the nine you got cheese, I got dope. I got peas, I got coke. I got peas, I got coke. You can get around here. Niggas robbing, niggas banging, niggas slanging down here. I got cheese, hoes, and a bunch of fucking dope. I got peas, cheese, hoes, and a bunch of fucking dope, bitch. I got cheese, hoes, and a quarter ounce of dope. What you need to go is to fuck with your boy. Quarter bird, what's the word? Fuck with your boy. Dog is the low, selling weed, bad as weed, but you woke up here in snow. I'm a goat, I'm a fool, me a rabbit out of hat. I'm a goat. I be pulling rabbits out hats for y'all, baby. Representing to the max. I'm just out here stating facts, bitch. I'ma squeeze out some lead for you bitches and you niggas that are fake. Just remember who the fuck you dealing with, okay? Don't come crawling to me about nothing when you was kicking your feet up and talking shit about me, okay? And kicking dirt on my name. Don't come to me asking me for no money or no other assistance, because you won't get it. Because see, we've told the world who we are. Others know who we are. Some people try to misrank me and mislabel me, meaning they try to say that I was much lower than I actually am in spiritual rank. And these people have received some judgment for that. Okay? So, because they knowingly mislabeled me. All right? But that's okay. It's all good. Got peas, coke, and some killers at the door. You goddamn right. Other angels and archangels and gods and goddesses. I told y'all we be rich as fuck in the spiritual realm. Didn't I tell you that? My pocket swole. It's 828, which is 8/11/8, and it's 1.7 million views on this song. And today is what? The first day of July. 1.771. Today is 7/1, breaking down to another 8. Got 888 energy on this, and it was posted what? 11 years ago. Some of you have entertained angels unawares. Check your motherfucking feet at the door. Wipe your feet before you come in here. And before you address me with any of your motherfucking problems, okay? Don't come in here again with no body odor, no bullshit, no goddamn bugs, okay? That's why bitches are so pressed. That's why they losing money, bitch. 3:33 and 3 on the clock when I said that. That's why they pressed and they losing money, because they fucked with an archangel. And not just any archangel. They fucked with the motherfucking leader, Uther Pendragon. Okay? That oversees a lot of motherfucking shit. I told y'all, go back and refer to that upload I did called Are You Rich as Fuck in the Spiritual Realm? Y'all think these channelings that I give y'all in these downloads be a fucking joke? Go back and listen to it. Are You Rich as Fuck in the Spiritual Realm? What the fuck you think I got 300K from to get in people? Which combined with the house and the check, that's 300K. What the fuck you think I get that from? To help them with it. How the fuck you think I pull them strings? If it's not supernatural. Okay, well, those that believe will be blessed. Those that don't will not be. They will be stressed, okay? I ain't had a dick to sleep, stole a coat of balls so that I can stay on my feet. Any bitch just the same as a nigga too. If you trusting hoes in this game, use a damn fool. If you trusting hoes in this game, use a damn fool. Bye bye.